Emily Milgram is on the drums with her band Quarter Horses. She has a record label called Other Electricities. She's also managing partner of Sweat Records, the record store in Miami. And she's co-founder of Miami Girls Rock Camp. It's part of the Girls Rock Camp Alliance. The first camp was founded in Portland, Oregon 14 years ago. Milgram says kids are too young to get into a lot of local rock venues, and finally having the camp here will make local musicians more accessible to girls.
At that impressionable age, it's just so important for them to see that there are other women who can do this and do this, and that way they can learn about it and find out if they want to do it.
Milgram thinks having a rock camp just for girls is important because of what female musicians have to go through in the rock world.
I've even heard stories of a left-handed drummer setting up her drum kit left-handed, and, you know, she goes to get something to eat and she comes back and the sound guy had reset it up right-handed and said, "Oh, sweetie, you set it up wrong." You know, it happens in many different ways. I mean, a sound guy doing that, that's ridiculous. You know, the sound guy should be communicating with the band and asking them where they need mics and what they need on the stage, not resetting something up because he thinks a female drummer didn't know how to set up her own drum kit.
Several bands with female members recently played a benefit for the camp at Churchill's Pub.
I feel like sometimes getting booked for shows is a little challenging.
Autumn Casey is a guitarist for the band Snakehole. Casey was at the benefit and says shows with female musicians tend to be labeled differently.
There's always a lot of these girl nights for girl bands to play, when I feel like that is something that could be improved as far as integration with the whole scene. It doesn't have to be so isolated.
Snakehole's drummer Casey Toymill is applying to volunteer at the camp. Toymill says as a female rock musician, she's had trouble offstage too, and hopes the girls learn not to let these things bother them.
Sometimes there's weird tension. Sometimes I'm at Guitar Center and I work there, and the customer will be like, "Wait, you're working in guitars?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I am." And he's like, "And you're a girl?" And I'm like, "Yes, can I help you?"
Stuff like this is why Emily Milgram wanted to bring Girls Rock Camp to Miami.
For a woman to be respected on stage or as a musician, she has to get up there and prove herself. A guy's already there. "Oh, yeah, dude, you play guitar? Oh, yeah, you play drums? That's awesome. That's great." But for a girl, it's like, "Oh, wow, she's really good for a girl. Oh, she's a great player for a girl." And it's weird because no one's saying, "Oh, he's a great player for a guy." That never happens.
Didi Aragon is a guitarist in Hayoshi Waves and wants to volunteer at the camp. She wants to see the girls come out with the confidence she didn't have early on.
Maybe they're not going to be virtuosos from learning from me, but they're definitely going to feel like they can get on there and just do it, get that shyness out, and just start picking up an instrument. I definitely didn't have that as a kid.
You always get put on the back burner, or you think you have to be comparing to someone else.
Sofia Fuentes is a solo musician and another potential camp volunteer. She also wants to make sure the girls learn some lessons beyond music.
Just be happy with the person that you're born with and the skills that you have and just shine. Because that's personally something I went through a lot. Not knowing, like, is this okay? Am I supposed to be doing this? If I would have had, like, someone pushing me all that time, I would have been, like, 20 million times better.
Miami Girls Rock Camp starts this summer. It'll be a week-long experience for girls ages 8 to 17. I'm Jeanette Reyes in Miami.